kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang amazing story of a mom ang ating i-share sa inyo ngayong umaga, dahil bukod sa kanyang career bilang nurse, siya ay meron ding side hustle na mga arts and crafts at pagiging, syempre, ang pagiging hands-on din na mommy. Kaya alamin natin kung paano ba niya nagagawa ito sa kabila ng lahat ng mga nangyayari sa kanyang paligid. So nasa kabilang linya natin si Miss Rina Float.
Hi, good morning Miss Eddie at sa mga kababayan po natin na nakikinig. Magandang umaga po. Ako po pala si Rena and I'm a registered nurse for 13 years now. I was born and bred in Manila, Philippines. And I moved here in Australia a decade ago to pursue my nursing career. Isama na din po natin ang love life.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm currently working po as a dialysis nurse and I'm happily married with a 3-year-old bubbly girl. And on the side, I'm also pursuing a little business, craft business po.
Yes, so a nurse, an artsy businesswoman, and a mom. So how do you handle all of these parang pressures sa life mo, especially during this time that as a nurse, you're in the front line? This is the parang busiest time for you.
Actually, I have no idea what this balancing means. But seriously speaking, I think I am thankful because I have a little village supporting me. I've got a very supportive husband who would always encourage my ideas, whether it's crazy or crazier. I've got my mom with me, and she's actually stuck here because of COVID. She couldn't go home. So she's very, very supportive with looking after my girl. And also, I've got very great workmates at work, so it's a very challenging year for us since last year. But I think all of these factors, if you've got a great support system, you can do everything. So yes. I'm very thankful of that.
So isa sa napaka-importante yan sa atin, lagi kung merong, there is someone to support you, to believe in you in whatever you do. Parang you can do everything, right?
Yes, that's true. And also, at the end of the day, I make a mental checklist. Like, for example, in my nursing career, I would ask myself, okay, are your patients all alive, Rena, or are mm-hmm. they happy? So I go, okay, check tayo dyan. So for my business, I ask myself, oh, did I make a happy customer this week? Did I make a sale? If yes, okay, check tayo dyan. And for my family, for my life, I go, I ask myself, is my family healthy, happy? Do they feel loved by me? And if yes to all of those, and then that's perfect. Check, check, check for me.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's how I think I, every day, that's just how I ask myself at the end of a very tough day.
Wow,
and it makes me happy.
Yeah, that's a really good tip para sa ating mga listeners, especially kung marami silang mga pinagdaanan last year. We are counting our blessings every day. This parang small things, ano, pero ang laki ng pwedeng maging impact niya sa daily life mo. Kung alam mo kung paano mo ma-appreciate yung mga maliliit na bagay na na-achieve mo every day.
And I think the positive thing about this COVID, Miss Eddie, is that everyone went inside, you know, the world went inside their house.
Yeah.
And it showed us how little things that we always take for granted. And actually, that's one of the most important things in life. The time that you spend with your family, just the small things. Like me and my husband, and my little girl, we spend a lot of time playing now. And all of those things, we don't really take into consideration when we're always busy at work, we're always busy at life, we're always busy doing something else. But because of COVID, it made us realize that actually this is the most important things in life.
Yes, the time we have with our family. Yeah, tama-tama yan. Miss Rina, dahil you also mentioned that you have this artsy business. So I'm going to mention this. This is the Florifying Moments. Pwede mo bang ikwento sa amin, paano ka nag-start sa business na to?
Actually, I'll be very honest with this interview. I started when I had my daughter 2 years ago. I was suffering from postnatal depression and anxiety. But during that time, I was too prideful to admit that there was something wrong. I know I wasn't coping as a nurse. I know there was something wrong. But as a mom and as a woman, you go, no, I'm okay. This is not going to happen to me. Until one day I couldn't cope and I just couldn't deal with what's happening with me. So I had to accept help. And I think that was the first step for my healing journey. One of my counselors said, maybe you should try art therapy. So during that time, I think it was midnight when my little girl was asleep. I started cutting felt sheets. I had this parang tela in my craft room and said, you know what, maybe I'll just make a hair piece for my daughter. And then I started cutting it, and I thought, oh, this is actually really nice. And every day I would push myself to make one flower project a day. When all of my family members are asleep, I would just do a craft, something that will make me feel good. And then eventually I opened up a secret Instagram page mm-hmm. that nobody knew, only my husband and some of my best friends. And from then I was documenting my progress. I was documenting my craft. I was telling what I feel about the day, how motherhood is actually beautiful but struggling at the same time. And surprisingly, I started attracting strangers online, like-minded artists, moms who are also suffering from postnatal, and some artistic people in my Instagram. So they started encouraging me to keep going about this. And then eventually, I thought, oh, actually, this is actually really nice. And then I ventured on making dried flowers, art from it, using resin and flowers from my garden. Mm-hmm. And people started buying, inquiring about, oh, Miss Rena, do you plan on selling this in the future? And I thought, oh, I think I'm not that confident yet. But then a year later, a friend of mine bought one stop for me. And then that's when my Instagram started gaining all these followers and all these inquiries. And I told my husband, oh, maybe I should try selling it online. And then when I finally opened it up to my friends and my family, that's when it started picking up. And they said, oh, you know what? This is actually really nice as a gift for my friends and family members. So long story short, that's when it started.
Yeah. And I saw these crafts. Nakita ko yung mga posts mo in your Instagram, in your Facebook. And I think every item has a story to tell.
Yes, that's so true, Miss Eddie.
And I just wonder, bakit flowers yung mga naisip mo na gamitin para sa mga crafts na to?
Actually, ever since I was a kid, when I was in the Philippines, I would just collect any flowers in the street. When my parents take me to church, I would pick them up. I don't care if I'm not allowed to pick it up. And then I'll put them in books. I would put them in books for weeks, and it would dry and it would get flat, and I would make art out of it. But I just stopped doing it just because, you know, when you get older, you have more priorities in life. But then when I came here, there's a lot of materials that I can source in Australia that would help me make this type of art. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, maybe this is actually something that I can do. And I'm always inspired by nature, the botanicals and everything about it. So I thought that will be my focus for this business.
Oh, yeah. And nakita ko rin that most of your market are the moms and moms-to-be. Saan mo nakukuha yung mga ideas, no, itong mga binubuo mo na mga pieces?
Actually, Miss Eddie, it was very funny because one of the ideas that came to mind was what this breastfeeding mom mm-hmm. that was full of flowers. That idea came up maybe 3 a.m. while I was breastfeeding my girl.
Okay, yeah. Personal experience.
Yes. And I was thinking, is there anything that would symbolize motherhood that people would like to enjoy and see in their house to be displayed at? And I thought, mothers and flowers, they're just two beautiful elements that when you combine together, it's such a beautiful decoration. So from then on, I thought, oh, maybe I will just try. I will just try this concept of putting some little flowers in a photo of a breastfeeding mom or a mom hugging a daughter. And then I posted it on my page. And then from then on, I was featured into different Instagram accounts, and some moms started buying it, and they were like very, very happy that this is something that they can keep and look at forever just to remember their motherhood journey.
Yes, and napakaganda dahil nakita ko kung gaano kalalim yung story behind every piece, every item, every artwork that you're doing. And dito sa bawat artwork na to, dahil yung mga kwento nila, mahalagang malaman ng mga tao. And coming from you, na ikaw mismo naka-experience ng postnatal depression, ano yung parang nakikita mong biggest support na pwedeng gawin ng mga tao sa paligid mo to help you cope?
I think during that time when I finally accepted that there was something wrong with me, and my husband and my family were there to support me along the way, it was the biggest thing for me. Kasi I think when you started accepting that there was something wrong, mm-hmm. you started making changes about your life. And that time for me, it was okay. I was telling myself, it's okay not to be there for everybody all the time. It's okay to say no to everything. It's okay to just focus on yourself. It's okay to admit that, you know what, I was actually toxic. It's okay to cut off ties with toxic people. All these little things that you have to make, like you have to adjust for yourself and for your life. Because, you know, there's a little kid that's going to look up to you that is, you know, you just have to make these little changes because you have a family now that you have to be strong for them. So, yun yung iniisip ko that time.
Yes, and napakalaking tulong yan sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin, lahat ng mga mothers. Kasi may iba, parang FYI lang sa ibang mga tagapakinig natin, ang motherhood ay isang gift. Pero meron ding mga struggles ano, na pinagdadaanan ng mga nanay. Kahit gaano ka strong yung nakikita natin na front ng mga moms out there, there is always something. So it's also important that you check on them, you ask them how they are. I think lalo na sa mga panahong ito, especially in the middle of pandemic, I think very very important yung communication natin with our parents, with our moms especially.
Yes, that's so true. And I think I cannot give concrete advices to other moms like me out there, but I think I can encourage them that first prioritize what is best for you at this particular time. If it means your priority is putting food on the table for your family or focus on your physical health or simply getting through the day, mga moms, please do it. It's good for your mental health. I think second, I hope you give yourself time to breathe. It's not only for moms. This is applicable for everyone. I guess dedicate a little time for yourself, even if it's just a 20-minute mental break from your kids, from, you know, all the stresses in life. Sing in the shower, do a mani-pedi, go shopping, or whatever that will make you feel better about yourself. I encourage you to do it. Sometimes we keep comparing ourselves to other people's progress. And sometimes we feel like we are a failure because of that. But I hope you focus on the important things. Like if you focus on your family, look at it, stop and look and focus. Am I loved by my family? Are they happy? Are they healthy? Those things, they are already your success story. So don't be too hard on yourself, yeah. Mga mom. Yes.
So, ang sarap pakinggan. Parang tagos na tagos sa puso talaga, Miss Rena, pag ikaw ang nagsasalita. Grabe. Do you have any other message para sa ating mga kababayan, apart dun sa mga mothers out there, in general, sa Filipino community?
I think for the Filipino community, sa mga kababayan po natin, dahil ako po ay nurse, una-una, stay positive and test negative.
Yes.
Huwag kalimutan ng hand washing at ang mask. Pero ang pinaka-importante po na maipapayo ko siguro, huwag natin kalimutan ang ating pananampalataya sa Panginoon at ang pagmamahal natin sa ating pamilya. And these are the most important things that will get us through in life, especially in this pandemic.
Wow, maraming salamat sa'yo, Miss Rena. Napakarami kong natutunan. And lastly, would you like to say something sa iba pang mga artists out there na hindi alam kung saan ilalagay ang kanilang creativity?
Yes, of course. I think I can advise for these people who would like to start on something but you don't know where or how, it's okay. Maybe if you've got an idea in mind, just take down notes. Maybe you're just watching YouTube videos on how to decorate the cake. Maybe you've got an idea that you want to do pottery classes. Maybe you want to be an influencer and you've been listening to podcasts and all that. That's okay. It means you're already doing your first step. That will tell yourself that, oh, maybe someday I will do something that I'll be very, very proud of. So it means you're already taking your first step and keep going. You will get there.
Yes, keep going. Maraming salamat, Miss Rena. Sana marami pang blessing ang dumating sa iyo at sa iyong family. And also, keep going din dito sa iyong business at sa lahat ng mga gusto mo pang gawin sa life. And I'm really happy to have you dito sa aming program.
Maraming salamat, Miss Eddie, for this opportunity. And maraming salamat po sa mga kababayan nating nakikinig ngayon.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.